Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
The Danish tradition is basically the Nisa would live in a barn or an attic, and they kind of helped out your family. And so they've come to Solvang, and they are going to be hiding around Solvang, and you'll get a prize if you can find all 12 of them.
California's Danish village of Solvang celebrates Christmas all through December with their month-long Solvang Yule Fest. Danish traditions blend with a sense of fun for a unique Christmas time celebration that includes all kinds of special events. Among them, a new one for 2018, and one that just started and was very popular in 2017. Daniel Lahr is the Special Programs Manager for the Solvang Conference and Visitors Bureau. Daniel, how would you describe Solvang's Yule Fest to anybody who's never seen it?
Solvang is considered to be one of the most Christmassy destinations in America. It is on a normal day, it is a beautiful Danish village. And so during Christmas, when all the lights and all the decorations come out, it really turns it into a magical Christmas place to be.
Let's talk about some of that magic that's going to be happening starting December 1st. What's going on?
So starting on December 1st, that kicks off Yule Fest, and we're going to have our Nisa adventure starting that day. So that is, Nisa are these little elves, and the Danish tradition is basically the Nisa would live in a barn or an attic, and they kind of helped out your family. And so they've come to Solvang, and they are going to be hiding around Solvang, and it's up to you to go around and try and find these guys and then take a picture and come back to the visitor center, and you'll get a prize if you can find all 12 of them.
How did that get started? I understand last year was the first year you did that. How did you decide to implement the Nisa?
Yeah, so last year was our first year of starting. Danish tradition was kind of the theme, and we were looking for something that was a real, just tying back in with the Danish roots and their traditions, and the Danish culture has got so many wonderful stories, and the Nisa is definitely something that was unique, and it was something that these little mischievous elves, they really came out, and if you weren't nice to them on Christmas Eve and gave them a bowl of rice pudding, then they would basically tie your cow's tails together and cause other kind of mischief around the house. So it was always the thing to do was to make sure that they were happy on Christmas Eve.
I wouldn't want them tying my cow's tails together.
No, that's always a problem these days.
Any tips or anything on where the Nisa might be hiding when I go to Solvang, or would that not be a fair question?
Well, when you come to Solvang, we will have some clues for you. Come to the visitor center in Solvang. It's located in the middle of town. And the visitor center will hand you a map and some clues. So you go to those areas and take a look around and see if you can find those Nisa hiding.
That is fun. I understand this year you have your Solvang candlelight walking tours, and you have a new kind of a walking tour as well, a VIP?
That's true, yeah. So also on the Saturday, so it's going to start December 1st, and then it's going to be on the 8th, 15th, and 22nd. So it will be the candlelight tours. Last year we started them. We were hoping for just a few dozen. Ended up having a large amount of people coming out. It was a huge success. So we have the candlelight tours are still going off every Saturday before Christmas at 5:30 p.m. starting in Solvang Park. And then at 4:30 p.m. is the VIP candlelight tours. Now, those unfortunately have sold out at this point, but the VIP tours are tremendous. Everyone's going to be able to go and have a very small 25-person group and go to different locations. And then the best of it is that they actually get to end with a private reception with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Is there a wait list for the ones that have sold out, or is that just a matter of can you show up? Maybe somebody didn't come?
You can maybe show up. Always check in with the visitor center, and they are the ones that's kind of the Yule Fest hub right there. So anything you need to know about Yule Fest, any questions, if you want to know if there's more space available on the VIP tours, if we have any cancellations, that's definitely the place that you want to go to. Or, of course, go to solvangusa.com, and all the Yule Fest information is on the website.
Solvangusa.com. Saw something new in there this year, too, your Santa Sprint.
Yeah, so the Santa Sprint is something that's going to be starting just before the parade. Our annual parade is always there the day after our tree lighting ceremony, and the Santa Sprint is basically just a quick run along the parade route, and that's something put on by the Solvang Department of Parks and Rec. And so they will be starting at the start of the parade and then just making a quick run right through town. Since all the streets are closed down, they're just taking advantage of that brand new track that just opened up for them. So that's how that's getting started.
I'm envisioning people in Santa costumes racing through town.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone's going to be dressing up, and they're going to have hats, and it's going to be great.
What if you're not a runner? Is there a walk that you can do?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can. It's not just a run. It's a walk. It's just to go out and have a great time before the parade.
I'd probably be laughing too hard to run anyway. That would be fun.
Especially with all your friends right there with you.
Tell me about the Yule Fest Parade, too, please.
Yeah, so the Yule Fest Parade is one of the many traditions that Solvang's had with Yule Fest. And everyone's come to know and love the parade. We've got great entrants. We have a marching band that's actually coming up from the L.A. area. And we've got some horse riders. We've got some families. We've got a little bit of everything. So it really is kind of that one-stop shop. Everyone loves to attend. Just, it's fun for the whole family.
How far in advance do people need to find seats so they can see it?
You know, people start camping out first thing in the morning, but it is a long parade route, so there's plenty of viewing. So anywhere in downtown Solvang, as long as you're here in downtown, you're going to find a spot.
That's December 8th at 11 in the morning?
Correct, yep.
Did I read someplace that last year was your first year as the special program manager at Solvang Conference and Visitors Bureau?
That was, yes. So that was my first year, and that was kind of, you know, I started kind of thinking about the Danish traditions and all the fun things that we could do. So that's how we came up with the Nisa Adventure and the Candlelight Tours.
How far in advance do you have to start planning all the special things that happen in Solvang for just about a month for Christmas?
Yeah, we start in January.
Wow.
Yep. As soon as it's done, it's going right back to the drawing board.
Oh, how much fun, though.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
What was one of your absolute favorite experiences from last year, your first Christmas as the special program manager in Solvang?
You know, the story is, it was during our Skoll Stroll, and we had this family. They came up, and they were running around. They were looking for the Nisa. They had found all these Nisa, and they ran back to the visitor center, and we had just closed. It was getting on into the evening a little bit, and they had seen me walk out, and they wanted to collect their prize. But they said, you know, they had so much fun. And they told me that it was so fun to come up with their family. There was so much to see and do. They had no idea that it was going to be this much fun. And they were like, whoever put this together was, you know, let them know that it was a job well done. And I don't think they realized that that was me that they were talking to. And so it was really rewarding for me to just see that there was some families that I was able to kind of help make their Christmases just a little brighter. And that was so rewarding, I can't even begin to tell you that one.
That's a wonderful accolade right there. Skoll Stroll? I didn't ask you about that one yet.
So Skoll Stroll is our wine and beer walk. And last year we actually started a Glog contest. So Glog is a traditional wine that's kind of in the Nordic countries, and it's a mulled wine. It's a heated red wine with some spices in there, and I kind of approached all the wine tasting partners, and I said, you know, are you interested in producing a mulled wine as well and being a part of the Glog contest? And some of them were just immediately, yes, absolutely, and some of them even said, oh, well, we do one every year anyways. And so, yeah, of course we'd love to be a part of it. So we have a great turnout. It's going to be another great Skoll Stroll this year. We have some additional drinks, including there's a traditional holiday beer that's being produced. and even a traditional holiday shrub that'll be produced.
And a shrub is a drink with what, ice cream in it?
No, it's still wine-based, but there's a little hint of like a vinegar kind of taste in it. So it's very flavorful. It's not a ice cream.
At the time for our conversation in late November, Daniel said this particular Solvang Yule Fest event hadn't sold out yet.
Tickets are available right now still for the Skull Stroll. You just go to solvangusa.com and you can purchase your tickets there.
Skull Stroll is going to happen on what date?
So that's going to be on the 15th and 16th, that's Saturday and Sunday.
Lots of things for which to mark our calendars in Solvang for Christmas season.
Absolutely.
Which of these presented you the best creative challenge, getting it ready from January of last year right up to now?
Well, the biggest creative challenge, I think, is trying to find a place for the Nisa to call home for an entire month and then find the clues to have them find a spot. So that's usually pretty fun to do. But the other thing is we help coordinate and do the Solvang Yule Fest tree lighting in Solvang Park. So we put together, it almost feels like a little vaudeville show with live entertainment and singing and dancing. And we work with a local dance company, Fossmall Dance Company, and they've been doing this for years. And it's so fun to be a part of it and just kind of rekindle those flames and get everything going. And the community loves to come out and do it and see it and be a part of it. It really is very community focused on that.
Let's be sure and give the time and date of this year's tree lighting.
Sure. So that's going to be on December 7th. It's a Friday, and it's starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. And Santa will also be there from 4 to 6.
And I understand Santa is making a number of appearances this year.
Yeah, so he's going to be there on the Saturdays, so on the 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd from 12 to 4. And it's totally free. Just come on over to Solvang Park. He's going to be there. He'll be in the gazebo on those dates. On the 7th, he is going to be just right next to it and kind of wandering around with everybody.
I was interested to read the name that he's called in Denmark.
The Julemanden, yeah.
Christmas Man.
Yep, that's right. Santa has a lot of names around the world.
I didn't know about your nativity pageant. This looks like it's been a tradition for quite a long while.
Yeah, so the nativity pageant's great. They've been coming here, and they go to the Solvang Festival Theater. And it's a wonderful production. They really go all out. That's something that group has been putting on for many, many years. And it's always hugely popular. I'm pretty sure they sell out just about every show. And it's, by sell out, it's max capacity. It's a free show.
So better make reservations early. Where can people do that?
Well, I don't believe there's reservations, but they can just go to the park and get in their seats early. But it's, of course, it's on the 15th of December, so there's lots of things going on that date. So that's a Skull Stroll, that's Santa, that's the VIP tours, the Nisa Adventure. So there's really a lot to do on that day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The one other event I would really like to cover before I ask about something unique you're doing after Christmas, I saw your Holiday Lights and Sights tour listed as well. Let's go on that in our imagination. What are we going to see?
So what that is you're going to get on a bus and you're going to go around town and you're going to hear all the wonderful Christmas music classics and you're going to go look around and see all the folks here in Solvang that have decked out their homes to the utmost degree. It's a lot of fun because you can just sit back and relax. You get to go see all the homes. Solvang, what's unique about Solvang is that it's not just like a district that looks like a Danish village. It really is the entire city that has that sort of theme to it. And so all these homes are also themed out that way. So it really is a lot of fun to go see all the Christmas lights and listen to music and just have a good old time and by the comfort of a bus ride.
My husband and I loved it when we went there in the middle of summer. I can only imagine Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it really is just a magical experience.
You do something unique after Christmas as well, the annual fire safety demonstration and Christmas tree burn.
That's right. So just after New Year's, we do our Christmas tree burn, and it's a great way to demonstrate, first of all and foremost, just the fire safety aspect of what it means to properly dispose of your tree and water your tree, make sure it doesn't dry up. And then, of course, it serves another purpose that the local community can come out with their Christmas trees and add it to the fire. And it really is a great show. There's always live music. There's some food trucks that will come out and give some treats. And there are so so many people to come out to that. It really has become a huge event and just very popular. It's really impressive and very unique.
January 4th, 2019. I love that you do that because it seems like so many places, December 26th gets here, boom, we've got Valentine's out. And I love for Christmas to last.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And so we go all the way through. You can keep looking for those NISA all the way through that weekend of January 6th, that Sunday.
Are there any other post-Christmas festivities that my listeners should really know about before the tree burn happens after December 25th?
No, so that's going to kind of wrap it up. I mean, the decorations are still going to be out and about. It's still a beautiful time to come and see Solvang. All the shops are here, and everybody is just so, I don't know if it's the spirit of the season, but it really is just a friendly place to come and see. If you haven't tried an Abelskiver, there's somewhere that you really want to try these Danish treats, or we have over five Danish bakeries here in town. And each one of them does their own kind of like unique specials, but just the fact that you can go to five different locations and try all these different foods, it's amazing. And even for wine tasting, if you want to keep going around, do some wine tasting, there's over 20 wine tasting rooms in town. All you got to do is park in one place and walk around. You don't even have to worry about driving. It's such a small, little, tight-knit community and very compact in this downtown area. It's just so much fun.
You used a word I'm not very familiar with. Abelskiver? What is that?
So an Abelskiver is a small, it's a, like a pancake-type ball, and it's about the size of maybe like a tennis ball. And it's covered in raspberry jam and powdered sugar. So it is an amazing treat. And so if you haven't had one, definitely got to try one of those.
That makes gingerbread men look a little pale by comparison.
That's true. Abelskivers you can get all year round here. There are some great gingerbread places here, too, at some of the traditional bakeries.
Daniel, thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and look forward to seeing you here in Solvang for Christmas.
You and I have been listening to Daniel Lahr, Special Programs Manager at the Solvang Conference and Visitors Bureau, and he'd like to invite you to Yule Fest. You'll find more information on Solvang's 2018 Yule Fest at solvangusa.com. That's solvangusa.com. And keep an eye out for those Yule NISA. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas be candlelit, festive and filled with fun, and maybe a little powdered sugar and raspberry jam.